Welcome to a special Game of Thrones edition of the TV Line podcast. I'm managing editor Kim Roots. I cover Game of Thrones for our site. I'm sure you guys have heard that this insanely popular, amazingly done, almost unwieldy, but really freaking cool show is back for its eighth and final season. And HBO recently had a bunch of the actors in New York City for a press day where they were in a hotel. A bunch of us from the media came in. We got a few minutes with a bunch of them. And they could say, all the actors could say basically nothing about the coming season because of spoilers. So we asked them then other stuff about the show's history, about their experiences, all that good stuff. And you've seen some of that on TV Line already, and you'll see more of it in the weeks to come. But one thing that I was interested in knowing was what their favorite line that a character other than their own had said during the run of the show. Originally, the audio that you are going to hear was not meant for a podcast. It was just going to be used for my notes. We used a lot of what they said in a gallery that's up on the site right now. You can go check it out on tvline.com at any point. But I think you're going to want to wait until you're done with this podcast, because the audio, as I was listening to it, was very entertaining. It was awesome to hear these actors thinking about the show and coming up with quotes and butchering most of their favorite quotes, which many of them admitted to doing. As I listened, I thought, hey, you know what? Maybe we should pull this all together so you guys can hear it too. So because of that, here's a note or two. The audio was not ever meant to be in a podcast, so it's not like super crisp or super clean. You'll hear some other actors talking over each other. You'll hear me in the background every once in a while guffawing at something they said, and I really apologize for that. Also, some of the actors didn't quite want to play by our rules, so they made up their own, which is fine. You know, Game of Thrones, you win or you die. So they chose quotes that they had said themselves during the show, and that's fine. So basically, we've grabbed all of that audio, then we've taken the quotes that they're referencing from the show and put them together so you can hear them and be entertained. All right, so let's start off with Jacob Anderson, who plays Unsullied Soldier Grey Worm.
What was the thing that was like, what do we say to death, not today? Is that Arya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a cool
one. That's a good one.
I mean, I've butchered it, paraphrased it, but it's good.
There is only one God, and his name is Death. And there is only one thing we say to death, not today.
Next up, we've got Pilo Espec, who plays the swaggering Euron Greyjoy, who's quoting a classic. Oh, and Jerome Flynn, who plays Bronn, is in the background.
Pilo had a lot of great.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I drink, therefore I know stuff, or something like that.
I drink and I know things.
Yes.
I drink and I know things.
Do not do well in captivity.
How do you know this?
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
Why don't we do Flynn next? He chose one of his own lines, but it's a good one.
It might have been Bronn's line, but it was drink until you feel like you've done the right thing. Maybe that was.
Oh, God.
But it was a great line. I think maybe it was Bronn's line.
She's gone. I know you don't want to believe it, but she is. Now, go drink until it feels like you did the right thing.
Isaac Hempstead Wright has had the role of Bran since the series start, and he also picked one of his own pieces of dialogue. Kind of. You'll see what we mean in a minute.
I'm going to be really cheeky and say this is both my character's and not a character, and another character's line. It's when it's Littlefinger's Chaos is a Ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Which I then also got to repeat to Littlefinger.
To go through all of that and make your way home again only to find such chaos in the world. I can only imagine.
Chaos is a ladder.
Joe Dempsey plays Gendry. He picked one of the Hound's, how shall we say, slightly off-color quotes. So if you're listening at work or you have little ones around, you might want to put your headphones on now.
I like Arya and the Hound's conversation about naming Needle. There's lots of people name their swords, and the Hound says, I do.
My sword. Needle.
Needle. Of course you named your sword.
Lots of people name their swords.
Lots of
TV line readers are really savvy about everything that goes into making television and everything around it. So I know you guys know that the days that junkets happen can be really long and they can be really tiring for everyone involved. So, you know, these actors have been answering questions from 20 or 30 reporters sometimes before I get in the room. We try to keep it fun. We try to keep it light. But I get it. It's a slog. It can be a slog. So I was really, really impressed when some of the actors had very thoughtful answers when I asked them about their favorite lines. An example of this is Richard Dormer, for instance, who plays the often revived Beric Dondarrion, who said this.
I have one.
Yeah?
Thoros said it. We are part of something greater than ourselves.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that for life as well, for all of us in the world. Yeah. We are part of something greater than ourselves.
I like that.
The Lord of Light is keeping Beric alive for a reason. He gave a failed drunk priest the power to bring him back for a reason. We are part of something larger than ourselves.
Okay, I know I shouldn't play favorites, but I ship Jaime and Brienne so hard. I don't want to hear about it on Twitter unless you're with me. But this exchange between Gwendolyn Christie and Nikolai Coster-Waldau, who play them on the show, made me incredibly happy. And I know that's pretty messed up because she's talking about the scene where Jaime pushes a little boy out a window, crippling him for life. But let's just move past that, all right?
I love the things we do for love.
That's a good one.
And I loved Nikolai's delivery of it too, because it felt like it echoed through the age of a man.
That's true, thank you.
I mean, try to top that now.
No, I think I'll go with that. I like that line. That is my favorite line.
Quite the little climber, aren't you? How old are you, boy?
10.
10. Things I do for love.
Conleith Hill plays Lord Varys on the show, and at first he said he could not remember anything and was going to pass, but then, you know, a minute later we got this.
I can't think, I'm so sorry. I keep on paddling. When he was saying, the big fish, eat the little fish,
right.
The waves come and go, but I keep on paddling.
Yeah.
I like that speech, it's pretty good. Cool.
Threaten me again and I'll have you thrown into the sea. You might be disappointed in the results. The storms come and go. The big fish eat the little fish, and I keep on paddling.
Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, and Sophie Turner, who plays her sister Sansa, went with some quick but very powerful callbacks, and it's okay if you don't speak High Valyrian. I think you will get their gist.
Valar Morghulis.
Valar Dahiris, bitch. Already Valar. I think about, I just like win it, you win or you die, you win or you die.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot.
You win or you die.
Mm-hmm. And like reading this like final script as well, I was like, well, you win or you die, so. Mm. Odds on me winning.
If the day comes when you must find me again, just give that coin to any man from Braavos and say these words to him. Valar Morghulis.
Valar Morghulis. Thank you for bringing me.
Any man of Braavos would have done the same. Valar Morghulis.
Valar Dahiris.
For our last one, Sam Tarly is one of the wisest characters in Game of Thrones, and a bit of that bled through when I was talking to John Bradley, who plays him. He chose a line that, well, it's a bunch of lines, as you'll hear. It's a little long, but it's worth it.
A very, very early one.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, can a man be brave if he's scared? That's the only time a man can be brave.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... beautiful,
mm-hmm.
really, and kind of sets a lot of the kind of complexity up of what you're going to see in the future of the show. The fact that you are going to get flawed heroes, and everybody's going to be scared at some point. Nobody's going to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be the archetypal hero that can just do anything and never has a moment of weakness.
Yeah.
And I think that he really set up that dynamic of inner conflict and overcoming your own fears and overcoming obstacles that
mm-hmm.
every character faces at some point throughout the show. Nobody's constant.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has peaks and troughs, and the most stable of heroes can be revealed to be insecure and worried and uncertain as anybody else at some point. So I think that that set the that set the tone for that conflict.
I didn't believe him. I asked him, how can a man be brave if he's afraid? And that is the only time a man can be brave, he told me.
And because literally no one asked, let's wrap this up with my favorite quote from the show. It's Missandei and Daenerys as they're walking in season 3, and it's pretty kick-ass.
He may be killed. Valar Morghulis. Yes, all men must die, but we are not men.
Game of Thrones airs Sundays at 9, 8 central on HBO. Many thanks to TV Line senior editor Dave Nemitz for his help with this podcast. For TV Line, I'm Kim Reeves.